Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
She got off work, and I think she had a 62 Comet. Anybody remember the old Comet? The old Comet had a standard shift, you know, up here on the column, you know, with the clutch. You know, most young folks today don't know how to drive standard shifts. Georgiana, she said, they don't even know how to drive, you know. My Lord help her. Yeah. But anyway, that clutch, and of course, I had driven a clutch, and I learned how to drive in a 1959 Ford station wagon with a 5-gallon bucket for a seat. That's the truth. A 5-gallon bucket. If you popped the clutch and the bucket flipped over, you had to hang on to the steering wheel until you could get that thing shut down. But that's the way we done it. We're just country folks. We didn't know we was poor. You know, everybody around us was poor. We didn't know it. We just grew up that way. We didn't go hungry. We didn't have a whole lot. But I remember when my aunt come to pick me up at school, took me over there into the driver's license bureau. Of course, I was nervous, but I went through the whole thing, and I didn't drop my 5-gallon bucket. You know what I mean? You have to let off the clutch and all this stuff and parallel park. And I don't know if you ever parallel park a 1962 Comet, a standard shift without Paris power steering. Yeah, I don't know if you remember them days or not. But brother, you had to be something sure enough. And I think I got 5 or something points knocked off, because when I stopped at a stop sign, the front end of the car, according to the regulations, was supposed to be behind the stop sign post. And I had it a foot ahead of it, but the sign was way back here. How can you see the traffic up there? Of course, I didn't argue with the guy, you know what I mean? You don't dare argue, you know, a little 16-year-old and this police officer sitting there, or whoever they call him, you know, that does this thing. But anyway, the same aunt went to heaven prematurely. And I told my mother, there was some real contentions, there approximately 2 years earlier, and some things that was done that I believe it was, you know, wasn't right and everything. And of course, my mother was very distraught, tore up, weeping, crying, sobbing, and all these things. And so one day she was talking to me about it, and then all of a sudden the Lord said to me, he said, tell your mother, this is my mother, said, tell your mother, don't get caught up in that. Don't fight with her about it. Let her go on and do it. Even what she's doing is adamantly wrong. She should not do it. But it's going to end her life prematurely. She's only going to enjoy this for a moment. And she's really not going to enjoy it. And I told my mother, and then my mother really started crying. I don't want her to die. I said, I don't either. I said, I'm telling you what I saw. I said, now I'll pray about it and see if I can change it. Sometimes you can change things. But you can't change things for people that don't want to change. And the Lord showed me that because she failed to judge herself, you need to judge yourself, whether you be in the faith or not. Because she failed to judge herself, then judgment came on her, and she died prematurely. She was the youngest of all the children in the family, and she died prematurely. The Lord don't want us, and I know that's kind of a sobering message, but the Lord don't want us to die prematurely, does he? No. He wants us to live with a long life. Yeah. Will he satisfy you and show you your salvation? Amen. But you can't live a long life if you don't walk in forgiveness with people. Right. You've got to walk in forgiveness. You've got to walk in love. What I say, you got to. You know, if you got the Holy Spirit in you, you really want to anyway. It's not like you got to. So the way I try to live my life, and I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but the way I try to live my life is this way. If you're planning on doing something wrong to me, running me down, talking bad about me, and you hadn't even done it yet, but maybe you're going to do it tomorrow or this afternoon or the next day, you go right ahead. You're already forgiven. I'm not going to get mad at you, not going to get angry at you. I'm not going to harbor ill feelings at you. Why? Because I need so much forgiveness myself. Because I've messed up so big myself. Brother, I've got to have a lot of mercy. So I've got to give a lot of mercy. So if you need a lot of mercy, you got to give a lot of mercy.
Amen. Amen.
All right, I'm going to say this to you. You ready for this? You know, sometimes I've realized this and recognized this. Just going through life, and I haven't by no means got to the end. I'm only 53, so I got a long ways to go, don't I? Amen. Got a long ways to go. But I've noticed sometimes people that have lived kind of what you call moral lives, you know, good lives and, you know, and everything. Sometimes it's harder to get them people to forgive somebody that makes a mistake than it is for somebody just to flat goof up, mess up. And it seems like those people have a hard time because they've never experienced the depths of sin that somebody may have else. They look at somebody else and it hurts them worse by holding those grudges because they're Mrs., as Granny used to say, goody two shoes. I've never missed it. I've never made a mistake. It's like they're trying to go to heaven on their own merit.
Right.
I haven't done what you done. I haven't done. Remember the prayer in the Bible where the, where's that at? Do we know where it's at? It's coming to us.
It's coming to us.
We know where it's at in the Bible. But remember the, was it the publican?
Yep.
And the Pharisee, the one that was supposed to know the law and know God. The Pharisee was in there praying and he was saying, you know, I thank God that I'm not like they are, low down scum, you know, and I'm just adding to it. Low down, no good, sorry, good for nothing. You know what I mean? People. And then the guy over there, the other guy that was the publican, yeah. You know, he smote his breast, wouldn't even look up to heaven, and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord was telling the story about that and then saying, who do you think went away from that place of prayer justified before God? Was it the Pharisee that said, God, I thank you, I'm not like them old sorry low-down buzzards. I ain't never done nothing like they have. Oh, yeah, they sorry. Just look at them over there, Lord. You know I'm not like they are. Did the Pharisee, that man that said that, go away justified before God? Or the sinner, the publican, that hung his head in shame and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, Jesus said that the publican went away justified before God. The Pharisee was not forgiven. He was not justified. Why? Because he was using his own righteousness to try to justify himself. And what the publican was doing is said, Lord, I just need your help. Amen. Now, at the same time, let me encourage you. That don't mean you got to go out and get you a testimony. I want to encourage you and straighten you out on this. Some people think, you know, you got to have a testimony. Mm-hmm. And the best testimony you can ever have in your life. Say, well, maybe you've never been a drug addict. Maybe you've never drank alcohol. Maybe you've never done cheat, lying, and thieving, and robbing, and all that kind of stuff. Well, you ought to testify about it because that's the greatest miracle that anybody could ever have.
That's right.
You can get up and you can declare. Maybe you've never done those things, but you can get up and you can declare this. Thank God, God delivered me from drugs.
Yes.
God delivered me from alcohol.
Yes.
God delivered me from prison. God delivered me from armed robbery. God delivered me from being a cheat, lying thief.
Yes.
And then somebody said, you done all those things?
No.
I said, no, I didn't have to. God set me free from
Amen.
It. Well, that's the greatest testimony
yeah.
I believe anybody can have.
Amen.
So don't go out today
right.
and try to make you a testimony. Don't be trying to make no testimony. We're not trying to do that to get credibility with God. You understand? What we want to do is we want to walk with God each and every day. Isn't that right? Because that's what the Bible says.
Yes.
So what we want to do and what we're talking about today in point six is we want to get ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be ready to stand before Him when He comes. We got to prepare because Jesus is coming soon. Turn to St. John chapter 14. St. John chapter 14. This is Jesus talking. And we'll start reading in verse number 26. Well, verse 25. It says, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you." It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe." Verse 30. This is what I want to get to. It says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let us go hence." But notice what he said in verse 30. The prince of this world is who? Excuse me. The prince of this world is who? Satan. Satan. But he said Satan has what? Nothing. He has nothing in me. Let me read it to you out of the Amplified. Verse 30. He said, "I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, evil genius, ruler of this world is coming," who we know to be the devil. "And he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him, and he has no power over me." Notice he said in the Amplified that Satan is coming, but he has no claim on me. There's nowhere that Satan can say, "I got part of you." And the way that you can say the same thing is to cut everything loose in your life. Amen. That the Satan could have a right to. He said, "He has nothing in common with me." If you got anything in common with the devil, get rid of it. Amen. Because that's the only way that he can come and attach himself to you or bring destruction to your life. Maybe that'd be a good study for somebody. A good message for somebody to preach. Amen. Things that will be in common with the devil. What is the devil like? If I know what he's like and what he does, then I'll know what I should not do. Isn't that right? And what I should not be. And the direction that I should go. Isn't that right? Because he said that he has nothing in common with me. There's nothing in me that belongs to him. And he has no power over me. We're talking about in this day, that if we're going to live supernaturally and walk in the place that God has for us to and be ready to meet Jesus when he comes, then we've got to get our lives right with Jesus. Amen. He is coming soon. It is time to get real about Christianity. Yes. It is time to get real about life. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter how much it seems to you, because it seems like that Satan has geared this world system.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.